The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. All right, Jason, I don't know how we're going to do this, but before we end this segment, because the show is Friday, we need to do this today. We have a pair of tickets for the performance, the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players, HMS Pinafore, one of the more famous musical farces in stage history. And it is 8 p.m. at the Widener. Two pretty nice pair of tickets. Never seen the show, which I've not. It's one of these shows that's famous for being famous. I'm not saying it isn't a great show, but it's one of these shows that in its day, and really till this day, but I mean even in the 19th century when it was a huge hit, particularly in British culture, it is referenced in all sorts of other pop culture things. There's an episode of one of the Star Treks, I don't remember which, where they're doing a production of the HMS Pinafore. Was it one of the movie? I don't recall. But it's that kind of show where HMS Pinafore just, it's famous for being famous. And it's a farce, so now it is an opera, but it's an operatic farce. We have a pair to give away. I have no idea how we're doing this, but before 8:55-ish, we need to come up with something. So I'll be inspired here. What we are going to do is we'll do it going near the end of the segment, and Jason, you'll just take calls off the air, however we're going to do it, which I don't know how we're going to do it, but we'll do that. I want to start with a couple of other things. Maybe there is nothing here. As the newspaper story would suggest, maybe there is absolutely nothing here. Let me take you back to, when was that debate? Oh, it was back in August, according to Scott Williams' story in the local paper, Scott Cooper Williams. There was a debate over what to do with the Clarion Hotel. American Hospitality Management, which currently manages the hotel, offered to pay $2.7 million and to invest $5 million more in upgrading the facilities. You may recall, and this was the project I favored, another firm, Edgewater Resources LLC, proposed to demolish the Clarion and replace it with a $30 million 16-story hotel tower that would have become Green Bay's tallest building. Seemingly led by Mayor Jim Schmidt, that was just quickly dismissed. No, this is a better fit. Green Bay, that's too big for Green Bay, and it would be too high-end, too expensive. What a load of malarkey. All of that was. As I've told you, Mayor Schmidt has, and I'm hearing this from people involved in downtown development, Mayor Jim Schmidt, while overseeing a lot of progress downtown, has also earned a reputation for micromanaging the redevelopment of downtown, that he picks and chooses which projects and where they go, sometimes to the consternation of people who thought they had a development. I really didn't understand why it wasn't taken seriously. Now, since then, the project with American Hospitality Management seems to have stalled. This was discussed last night at a City Council Finance Committee. Wondering, what's the delay? By the way, they also deadlocked on a proposal to donate a $500,000 expansion to the Meyer Theater, which I found very interesting. Because that's TIF dollars. That's the other thing. A lot of projects that Jim is touting as successes also has a lot of public investment in it. Understand that. Whereas the Walmart project would not. And it's the one that he that he just absolutely hates. Anyway, 7 months after Green Bay's downtown Clarion Hotel appeared to have a new owner, the deal has not been completed, and the hotel remains a city property off the tax rolls. Members of the Green Bay City Council Finance Committee questioned Tuesday why the sale remains unfinished. They were told the deal has been slowed by design changes and expansion of the nearby KI Convention Center, which that, of course, would be connected to the Clarion. It's expected remaining issues to be resolved and for the hotel sale to be completed within 60 days. There's a new cliche. You know those banned words and phrases? There's a new one that should be added to that because it's getting overused. There are a lot of moving parts to this thing. I was using it a lot until I realized how overused it is, so I've stopped using it. There's a lot of moving parts to any deal. That's stupid. All you're saying is it's complex. There's a complexity to almost any deal of this type. Now, that may be a rational explanation, and there might not be anything else holding this up. I'm going to be honest, I'm a little suspicious of that. I am. I'm not saying this is going to fall through. I'm just saying I'm a little suspicious of the delays. If it does fall through, this will be an embarrassing moment beyond compare for Jim Schmidt and the others who were so narrow-minded on this. Again, I'm not suggesting that we're anywhere near that. And certainly we hope that wouldn't be the case. But it was very weird. The arguments they gave against the larger project were just asinine. And I just simply didn't, it made no sense. But I do think this is an indicator of what I'm being told privately. That Jim is picking what goes and what doesn't go. That he is micromanaging downtown redevelopment. And there's nobody really there right now to challenge him on that. We'll see. We will see how this plays out. All right, I have to say this, and Jason and I discussed this off the air before the show this morning. Clearly, basketball fans in this part of the state are deeply disappointed the way the UWGB Phoenix season ended for a couple of reasons. Expectations were extremely high. It was all but accepted that they were going to be in the NCAA tournament. I mean, all of the stars seemed to be aligned. They just ran into a buzzsaw, though, all season long that was UW-Milwaukee. A lot of people saw it was a stunning upset. A lot of people outside looking in thought it was just a stunning upset. When Milwaukee came in here over the weekend in the Horizon League tournament and defeated Green Bay. I actually was among those who thought that was going to happen. Sometimes teams, it's just a mismatch. And I said that Milwaukee has become the Phoenix San Francisco 49ers. I don't think the 49ers are a vastly superior team to the Green Bay Packers. It's just in all of the key matchups, there are teams that San Francisco would lose to, that Green Bay would beat. It just happens. That said, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Panthers. They came in here and they beat the Phoenix. They then went into Dayton, Ohio last night and beat Wright State, which is another, I mean, you just, look, I know for Green Bay area basketball fans, it's heartbreaking, but this is a hell of a story. Jason, you're absolutely right. It's like just the way the NFL has become. It's are you the hot team when it counts? The Panthers won 8 games all last season. To get to the tournament, which they now have, is a remarkable story. And while it comes at the expense of the Phoenix, I know it's hard to get too excited about it. You have to get past that now because I think it's tremendously exciting that the Panthers are in the tournament. It really is. And it's just it's a I don't follow. Jason says it just counts as hot at the end. This is the only time I start following college basketball, because as a sports fan, not a huge basketball fan, it's just impossible not to. The NCAA tournament, I think, is one of the most suspenseful sport events there are, because there are always stunning upsets once you get into the tournament. There just are. It just happens. Which is why that contest to have a perfect sheet should be like for $500 million. Because the odds of it happening are so incredibly low. But it's just in recent weeks that I've started paying attention, because I've been seeing accounts in the Milwaukee media of the Panthers. And I know it's a big rivalry, and I know all of that. I think at this juncture, though, you have to set that aside. And you have to say, this is really, really cool. This is very exciting that the Panthers have done that. It was going to be one or the other if it was going to happen. Now, I mean, obviously Wright State could have beat either one of them. I understand that. But if it was going to be a great story, either in Northeast or Southeast Wisconsin, it's still a great Wisconsin story. And congratulations to the UWM Panthers. I think this is just a great, great story. Great comeback season, great season after not being a good team last year. And it's something, if you're a basketball fan and a sports fan in Wisconsin, to be excited about. The more the merrier from Wisconsin. Obviously, I wanted it to be Green Bay, but it's not. So it's just kind of exciting that it's just not the marquee college basketball program. I think it's just a very neat story. All right, I received an IM this morning from a friend. It's actually a friend who works in the company at one of our stations in Wausau. Sent an IM saying, well, congratulating me on my weight loss. He's been looking at the videos online, and Chris is like, wow, that diet supplement you're taking is really working. I had to quickly correct him. Now, he's right. I have lost more than 30 pounds, and this week is the week people are really starting to notice. I don't know if it's like in different places all of a sudden, but I'm noticing that. I don't know. Anyway, what I have to correct him on, though, this is not a diet supplement, it's not a diet pill, it's not a diet. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions is a multifaceted weight loss program, as I have been telling you. It's really important, because people do get that misconception. There's no magic pill, there's no hocus pocus. It's a well-rounded diet, you prepare your own foods, but yes, there are supplements, but not magic diet pills. And to understand the distinction, that's why you want to give Dr. Litwin a call at 920-268-1386. And this is not nitpicking. It's really important to understand what the program is about. He'll give you a free assessment. You'll walk through, and you'll understand what the program is, and together decide if it's right for you. I will tell you that a lot of Jerry Bader Show listeners have, and they're having a lot of success, as I have. To really understand what it is, and I try to make this clear on the air, but to really understand what it is, so there are no misconceptions, if you're interested in learning more, just call Dr. Jason Litwin at 920-268-1386. That's 920-268-1386. You want to talk about flying under the radar. Coming up at 9:06, and we are going to open the next hour with this. As you know, Republicans were ridiculed for trying to repeal Obamacare, and then President Obama is dismantling it piece by piece by piece. There is a story out today that the administration did something last week that almost nobody noticed, that they delayed the individual health care mandate. Could this be true? It's a stunning story, but almost no one in the media has it. One newspaper seems to. We'll share it in 8 minutes. It's 8:56. Jason just reminded me I didn't give away the tickets. First caller, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Do it now. There, now I did, Jason.
The Great One, Mark Levin, weeknights at...